Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me. Well, the truth is, words can hurt. And in the pantheon of painful words, one always comes out on top. In his controversial new book, Nigger, The Strange Career of a Troublesome Word, African-American Harvard Law professor Randall Kennedy says the N-word is still incredibly hard to get a handle on.
This is a word that has, in some instances, had blood dripping from it. This is a word that has changed people's lives. This is a word that really crystallizes the insult, the contempt, the vilification, the oppression that people of color, particularly black people in the United States, have had to deal with throughout American history.
Now, we got a lot of things, a lot of racism going on in the world right now. Who's more racist, black people or white people? Black people. You know why? Because we hate black people, too. Everything white people don't like about black people really don't like about black people. It's like a civil war going on with black people. And there's two sides. It's black people and there's niggas. And niggas have got to go. Hey, I love black people, but I hate niggas, bro. Oh, I hate niggas. Nah, man. And I see some black people looking at me. Man, why you gotta say that? Why you gotta say that? It ain't us, it's the media. It ain't us, it's the media. The media has distorted our image to make us look bad. Why must you come down on us like that, brother? It ain't us, it's the media, okay? When I go to the money machine tonight, all right? I ain't looking over my back for the media. I'm looking for niggas. So you think I got three guns in my house because the media outside? Mike Wallace, run!
Randall Kennedy told Steve Paulson that he thinks the N-word is hilarious in that Chris Rock sketch, but the hate that's haunted the word is still very much alive today.
I didn't want people to think that this was only something relegated to history. You know, this is something that happened, but wow, we're past that. So one can go onto the internet and encounter sites that are devoted to nigger jokes, jokes like the following. What do you call a nigger boy riding a bike? Thief. Why do niggers wear high-heeled shoes? So their knuckles won't scrape the ground. Why do decent white folk shop at nigger yard sales? To get all their stuff back, of course, and then on and on and on.
So this is not just ancient history we're talking about here.
Absolutely not.
Has the word always had this history, this kind of derogatory history, the insult that we've been talking about?
There were people who used nigger or terms very similar to it in the 1600s, and it appears as though some of them, at least, were using it in a completely neutral way, did not seem to be using it in a derogatory fashion. By the 1800s, nigger had clearly become a derogatory, offensive word. How it became that slur is unclear. Nobody knows for sure.
Now, you chart the way this has been used by many people, including presidents. And there have been some presidents who've used it rather freely. And in one case, Lyndon Johnson, you argue that it may have been okay for him to say nigger. Can you explain that situation?
Well, Lyndon Johnson used nigger throughout his career, and he used it in lots of different ways. But one way in which he used it, I think the episode that you're probably talking about is the episode in which he used it around the time that he was nominating Thurgood Marshall for a seat on the United States Supreme Court. And one of his aides suggested another jurist as a possible candidate, another black judge. And Marshall said to his aide, "When I put a nigger on the Supreme Court, I want everybody to know it's a nigger." Now, Lyndon Johnson was doing that for effect. He was doing it to sort of satirize the traditional use of nigger. He was doing it almost to poke fun at white supremacists who would be appalled at the idea of a black man sitting on the highest court in the land.
Now, there are some people, like Bill Cosby, who say that the word nigger should never, ever be used by anyone, including by blacks.
Right.
What's your take on that?
I think that that is a mistake. I term that view the eradicationist view, and I reject that view for two reasons. One, I think we have to recognize and appreciate that nigger is deeply ingrained in American culture and shows up in many of the classic texts of our culture. So Martin Luther King Jr. in Letter from a Birmingham Jail talks about nigger. Ralph Ellison, Richard Wright, William Faulkner, Mark Twain, they all deploy nigger in their work. Richard Pryor's great comedy album, That Nigger's Crazy. What are we to do? Are we to erase these things, or closer to home? What are we to do about Quentin Tarantino's films, or Chris Rock, or the comedians that used to be on Def Comedy Jam? Are we going to burn those albums or erase those texts? I think not. I don't think that that's the way to go.
One response is that it's okay for black people to use the word. Richard Pryor has every right to use it, but it's not okay for a white filmmaker like Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, and I reject that. I don't think anybody should use the word nigger in a racist fashion, and anybody who does ought to be condemned. But this is a cultural artifact, this particular word. And I think that it's part of our cultural inheritance. In my view, it's available for anybody to use in a way that helps to enlighten us about our condition. So if a white comedian were to satirize the hip-hop culture, or to satirize his fellow comedian Chris Rock, that would be fine by me, so long as he was funny.
You mentioned Chris Rock. He's got a comedy routine that begins, "I love black people, but I hate niggers." What do you make of what he's doing there?
Well, I think it's an extraordinary routine. I think that that particular text is a wonderful text. When you listen to Chris Rock perform, especially before predominantly black audiences, it gets a tremendous response, in part because he's not the first person to say that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, many people have said that. What's interesting about him is he says it out loud. He says it before the public. He says it before mixed audiences.
And where he gets flack is when he's especially playing to white audiences. It's sort of like, oh, you know, this is sort of a way for the white folks out in the audience to get titillated by, you know,
some
being able to sort of bandy around this word.
That's right. Some people say that. And in fact, he's reacted against that a bit himself. There's a tape he has where after he gives his routine, he has a second routine in which a white fan comes up to him afterwards and says, I think you're right, Chris. I think you're right. I love black people, too, and I hate niggers. And the next thing you hear is punch, punch, punch. And what I infer from that Chris Rock is saying, listen, I'm privileged to say this, but a white person is not.
Now, there are critics of this word who say that when black comedians or rap artists use nigger, it's really a reflection of their self-loathing, that they've internalized the racism, and that's why they can't get beyond the word.
Sometimes that's true. It's undoubtedly true that there's some black people who use the word nigger, and when they use it, they are manifesting internalized bias against black people. That's true. But there are also black people who use the word nigger who are thoroughly self-aware, are not consumed either consciously or unconsciously by anti-black bias, who use the word advisedly. They have a strategy for their use of the word. What they are attempting to do is to turn the tables on the historical deployment of this word. They're saying that this word was intended to strike fear in the hearts of black people. It was intended to make black people feel ashamed of themselves. And they're saying, guess what? I don't feel afraid of this word. I don't feel ashamed of myself. And to show you that dramatically, I'm going to use the word, but I'm going to use the word not in a negative way, but in a powerful way.
There have been some interesting legal cases. One of them happened about 10 years ago when a white basketball coach was fired after he used the word nigger in front of his players. Now, he had actually asked his black players, would it be okay? Because apparently he had heard them sort of calling each other nigger in a very positive way, sort of suggested
yes.
toughness. And so he said, is this okay if I use this? They said yes, but he ended up getting fired.
That was a very interesting case. The white basketball coach, it was not an all-black team. There was one white player on the team, four blacks. At halftime, they were losing a game, and he said, I need to talk with you guys. I need to fire you up, and can I talk straight with you, and can I use the N-word with you in the way in which you use the N-word? And they said, yes, sure. And he says, listen, when you've used the N-word, you have said that to play like a nigger means to play with concentration, to play with heart, to play with verve. Well, I need five niggers on the court. And this coach points to the one white starter, and he points to this guy, and he says, so-and-so here is playing like a nigger. And then he points to one of the black players, and he says, so-and-so here is playing like a nigger. He says, the problem, the reason why we're losing is because you other three are not playing like niggers. I need five niggers on the court. Well, they go back on the court, they lose. But that's just the beginning of the coach's problems. The coach is fired. That firing led to two lawsuits. The team sued the university on the grounds that the university's speech code was a violation of the Constitution. A United States district judge agreed with the students and invalidated the university's speech code. The coach also tried to get his job back, but he lost for legal reasons we needn't get into. In my book, I asked the question, was it fair to fire the coach? And my answer to that is no. That this coach was clearly not intending to insult anyone. He was clearly not intending to insult the players. In fact, none of the players felt insulted. He was clearly not intending to insult anyone.
But what happened was when word got out that he had said nigger in this halftime speech, there were protests, student protests at the university, and the white administrator came down on him.
That's right. The officials at the university really came down on him. In part, they were afraid. This did get publicity. And in order to insulate themselves from any allegation that they were being soft on racism, they fired this coach. I think that was excessive. Nigger as a force in American life is something that the legal system has had to grapple with time and time again. This is a word that, for good reason, generates anxiety because it has long been associated with racism in America. It has been used as a weapon against African Americans, and it's a good thing that people are concerned about this term and don't want to give offense to people. That's an advance in the history of our country. But we shouldn't go too far with it in the sense of making it an unmentionable of this word, because I think when you make it unmentionable of this word, or perhaps any word, you actually endow it with more destructive power than it would otherwise have.
Randall Kennedy teaches law at Harvard University. He spoke with Steve Paulson about his new book, Nigger, The Strange Career of a Troublesome Word. I'd like to-